Venturi's First by Oliver Lutyens and Thomas Padmanabhan. And this is from San Rocco, number 4. In the addendum of his complexity and contradiction in architecture, a joyful and artistic treatise on the possibilities of architectural language and form, Robert Venturi includes a small body of his early work. Next to the vastly published Guild House and the iconic Varna Venturi House, a modest building of eccentric intensity stands out. The North Penn Visiting Nurse Association headquarters, Venturi's first built project. The Visiting Nurse Association, or VNA, headquarters is in many ways an ordinary building. Located in Ambler, Pennsylvania, a small town near Philadelphia, it was built in 1960 as a typical small-town doctor's house. Like almost every publicly functioning building in suburban America, it has an adjacent car park with a footprint equal in size to its own. Despite its everyday use and context, it is an utterly strange yet extremely ambitious building. While the Guild House and the Varna Venturi House seem highly cultivated and fully worked out, the VNA headquarters exudes rawness and energy. Built against a slope, the massing of the building seems to be developed from the rear. Anchored only by its right angle, the structure seems to leap forward towards the street. A chain of interconnected autonomous planes forms its distorted shape. The resulting plan has a loose gentleness without being overtly expressive. Yet as a volume, the building develops a powerful volumetric presence. It appears to be put together by a series of paper-thin independent facades, each possessing an intense surface tension. The roof's extra-thin edging board and the delicate window sills make the building appear fragile and unreal, calling more to mind a model than a building. The main entrance, located in a full-height recess, is the only interruption of the continuous surface of the facades. Here, Venturi creates a grand entrance situation by mounting an arch on two diagonal beams, shielding the actual entrance doors, which possess an institutional matter-of-factness. Its rectangular internal organization is sober and contrasts with the building's complex, disoriented, distorted perimeter. It is a simple plan consisting of a central corridor with three rooms facing the street and one large room at the rear. According to Venturi, the building is designed, quote, from the outside in. The main entrance is pushed towards the center of the house. It is unclear whether the half flight of stairs is forcing the corridor into a detour or whether it is being brutally pushed into a once larger hall. The loggia motif on the front facade forms space for poche-like cupboards that mediate the angular corners and give the facade an appearance of depth. The street front is clearly articulated as the building's principal facade, with a central recessed window resembling a loggia. It is conceived with an underlying symmetrical intention, recalling the facade composition of Venetian palazzi. There, as here, loggias and windows create local symmetries, which together form powerful contrasts between plasticity and surface. Here the loggia is flanked by two openings of different dimensions, one of which is blind. The small basement windows have delicate borders, making them seem larger and flatter. These window pairs create visual supports for the large openings on the main floor, creating somewhat of a piano nobile. Their flatness emphasizes the paper-thin surface quality of the plaster facade and creates a contrast to the powerful volumetric insertions of the tripartite window motif. Venturi's treatment of the facade surfaces as a thin membrane devoid of any materiality recalls some of the villas by Andrea Palladio in the Veneto, with their tense plaster surfaces and sparse decoration. Venturi and Palladio both wanted to reintroduce powerful architectural elements into their buildings. Both understood that in order not to overburden their buildings with architectural pathos, they needed to stress the thinness of their plaster facades, thereby giving their buildings a delicate, almost fragile appearance. The V&A headquarters is an ephemeral building that remains difficult to grasp. It survives only in a series of elegant black and white photographs taken by George Pohl shortly after its completion. Still, the set of Pohl's photographs is confusingly inconsistent. In the early pictures, the deep wooden window reveals on the street facade a painted white and appear as folded in planes, in continuation with the thinness of the facade. In later pictures, however, show the reveals painted in a dark colour. The result is a reading of the window openings as being carved out of a mass, with the facade covering the building like a mask. Strangely, both readings of the building seem to coexist successfully. While the Guild House has survived and the Varna Venturi House has been lovingly taken care of, the V&A headquarters has met a comparatively unpleasant fate. For a brutal extension and a recent thoughtless renovation have defaced Venturi's early masterpiece beyond recognition. In this building, Venturi shows a keen interest in infusing his projects with the richness and subtlety of pre-modern architecture. He shows us that it is possible to meld contemporary pragmatism with a cultural ambition that sees history as a frame of reference. Architecture is about what buildings can become and not about what buildings can demonstrate. In Venturi's projects, the relationships between the elements are in fact architectonic, not conceptual. Even though Charles Jenks called the building the, quote, first anti-monument of postmodernism, its design is not yet restricted by the theoretical preconceptions of postmodernism. Its architectural elements are woven into the building's fabric. They are neither self-conscious nor mere decoration. Here, Venturi uses historic precedents without having to apply symbolic elements and without the, quote, every day. The North Penn Visiting Nurse Association headquarters is not a, quote, decorated shed. Rather, it is a simple building infused with complex architectural ideas. It is such a wonderful building precisely because it avoids the rhetorical use of architectural elements that is central to the later Venturian discourse. As a result, the building is hence timeless and does not seem to age.